This happened a while ago before I moved. I had a handful of roommates of various genders, and everyone was, well, a slut. It was not common to see someone dragging a stranger home from a bar. So, when I masturbated, I wasn't exactly quiet about it. I was bouncing on my dildo, trying to reach that spot inside of me that made me go crazy. But it was always so difficult by myself. Frustrated, I tried harder, shaking my bed and moaning like crazy, until my door opened. One of my male roommates was standing there in his boxers, and his eyes watched me, completely naked with a toy buried in my cunt. Having trouble? He asked. I pouted, not wanting to admit that yes, I in fact was having a little bit of trouble. He smiled, reading my expression, and closed the door behind him. He came to my bed and sat beside me. He said, "I know a much better cock you can ride." Immediately, I was soaking wet with want. I slid the dildo out of me and he pushed down his boxers, revealing a giant, throbbing cock. He took my hips in his hands and set me on his lap. His cock pressed against my cunt, and then as he eased me down, he pushed inside of me. The difference was instantly recognizable. A dildo can do a lot, but there is nothing like a flesh and blood dick to ride. He slammed down on his cock until I felt his balls against my ass cheeks. He gripped my ass in both hands and started to lift me up and drop me onto his cock, jackhammering his dick inside of me over and over. I clung to his shoulders, moaning in pure ecstasy. He hit that spot deep inside of me that I could never reach, and his face slack-jawed as he stared up at me. It wasn't hurting either. He leaned forward, sucking a nipple into his mouth as I rode him, bouncing on that cock even as my knees began to ache. I didn't care. I wanted my satisfaction. Then he grabbed me and flipped us over, pushing my back into the sheets. His feet were still on the floor, giving him leverage as he pounded into me. My legs were wrapped over his shoulders, my fingers balled up in the sheets, and I threw my head back, screaming his name as he pushed me to the absolute limit. I dissolved into tremors and shakes as I came on his cock, collapsing to the bed completely exhausted. He still kept going, slamming into me while kissing the side of my throat until finally he came. I felt the warmth inside me as he came in me raw. And I didn't regret it. Felt good to be used and pleasured by him. And honestly, I wanted more. How could I ever go back to toys now? Especially when he's always at my house. "Just call me," he said as he pulled out. "The next time you need to ride a real car."